what was your reaction when you when HB 40 came out and was passed in
I was pissed. I was angry. I wrote an op-ed, was pretty angry with Myra Crownover, who had been our representative at the time down in Austin. And I said she had betrayed us, which I still believe to this day. She kept saying, we had had phone calls, and she said, no, this is best for our residents. You just don't understand the issue. And I'm like, Myra, I've been studying this. I've been living this, you know, for the last 4 years. I know this issue. You're selling us out, you know. And I told her, and I wrote that in the op-ed, and then she called me up really angry at me for writing that, saying that it was mean of me. I didn't mean to be mean. I just tried to tell the truth. So, but I was angry. She, by the way, didn't run again the next year, because I think a lot of the anger of Denton turned against her. I mean, 59% of people voted to ban fracking, and then she turned around and voted against us. And so I think she was going to face a hard re-election if she was going to try to run again. And I don't really, I'm not an angry person. You know, I really, you can ask my friends, I don't do anger. There's something to be said about righteous indignation. Like, there's a place, I think, a moral place for anger. And I often lack in that category. But this time I did not lack. I was angry. Like I said, kind of shocked too. Not that they would try that, but just how systematic and overbearing it. Like, this HB 40 was only one possible route. There was like a dozen bills they were throwing at us. Some were worse than HB 40. So, yeah, I was kind of shocked, I guess, and angry. And then sad. But that's, or maybe that's the pattern of grief or something, right? And then we try to do something, you know, with our protests of it, but it never really caught on, right?